This is an IELTS Energy bonus episode, the 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher on the IELTS. You are listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. In today's bonus episode, we'll talk about the first few steps that you need to take to get ready for the IELTS, and we'll show you where to go to get the final 5 steps to get your 7 or higher on the IELTS. Hey, Jessica, how's it going today? How you feeling?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm okay.
You're okay?
Yeah, I caught a little cold from my son. Other than that, I'm great.
Man, kids carry all kinds of germs, right?
Little germ buckets.
Little germ buckets.
Buckets of disease. I don't know how they like have so much energy. Anyway.
I know, it's crazy.
We still have energy, so
yeah,
that's fine.
There you go. IELTS energy. That's why we're here with our IELTS energy. So Jessica, let's talk about what our listeners should do if they're getting ready to take the exam, like maybe in a couple of months. Like, where should they start? I think that's a big issue for a lot of our listeners. They don't know what to do.
Yeah. Well, it's a huge undertaking. I mean, it is like there is so many things that you need to prepare, that you need to think about, that when you're faced with this huge mountain of things, it is hard to know where to begin. So, I think the first step is just to sit down at your computer and do some research, you know?
Okay.
Look at some tests online, download the test takers, booklet from the IELTS site, and that'll tell you all about the sections, what happens on test day, you know, what to expect, everything. And then go out of your house and actually look for some books that maybe can help you be familiar with what the test looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. So going out there, just taking a look, kind of absorbing it, kind of getting a sense of what's going to happen on that exam is really the thing to do first, right? But then, I mean, after they do that, there are a bunch of other steps that they should actually take. And I mean, so we just want to let you guys know that we've created a step-by-step guide, right, Jessica? I mean, what's step two?
Yeah.
Let's just throw out step two. What's the next thing that they can do?
Yeah, step two is really important. And it's something that we've actually mentioned a few times on the podcast lately. To be honest about your timeline, you know, you have to think about where are you now? Are you at a 5? Are you pre-intermediate? Are you intermediate? Where are you at now? Yeah. And allow yourself enough time to prepare. And that's when you could start making your plans, finding the course that suits you, setting your test date. You know, this is where the good preparation begins, is being honest with yourself and then making a schedule.
Yeah, I like that, because we've heard about a couple of stories where people have been lying to themselves, right, Jessica? About
I see people lie to themselves every week. Like, you pay hundreds of dollars and like they really don't know about the test at all. I'm like, why are you wasting your money and your time?
That's incredible. Okay. So guys, don't lie to yourself. Figure out what your level is. Be honest. Have a heart-to-heart conversation with yourself, right? Yeah. And work from there. Okay. So guys, we want to encourage you to come on over to get the next 5 steps, right, Jessica? So to do that, you want to go to allearsenglish.com/7. That's SEVEN. And you can download this special IELTS cheat sheet that Jessica has prepared just for you guys to figure out what steps you need to take. We'll show you exactly what to do to get to that 7 or higher. Right, Jessica?
Yeah. So each of these steps is broken down into at least 3 or 4 like further bullet points. So it's very clear. It tells you exactly how you should prepare for your IELTS, and it's like step by step, how are you going to make it to the test?
Nice. I like that. I like that step by step. So you guys don't have to guess. You don't have to do this by yourself. You can do this with us and we'll show you what to do. So allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. And we will see you guys there. Thanks for hanging out on this bonus episode, Jessica.
My pleasure, Lindsay. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.